Coming up next on Functional Moms Podcast. Dropping the all or nothing mindset.
We're going to do three exercises. We were going to do 10 reps of each exercise, and we were going to run the clock for 5 minutes. And we ended up doing 4 rounds most of the time. So that was 40 squats, 40 crunches, 40 push-ups versus zero.
Yeah, right. You can feel a difference. Yeah.
Versus zero, guys. Zero is also a number and it has an accumulative effect. Which one do you want? And so that is one of the best perfect examples and experiments that we conducted.
Yeah, and it works. It totally works. I love doing it actually before I'm going to jump in the shower. I think you had originally suggested that. Sometimes I do it in my bathroom. Like, I'll just do it in my bathroom. That's it. I know. I got a few haters on TikTok for that one, but they were stuck in the all or nothing. They were saying, hey, why are you doing that? That's such a waste. I'd rather go to the gym, you know?
Yeah. I know. And you videoed yourself. That was cool. I love that. Yes. And I was like, well, that's the whole point. What if you don't get to the gym? Then you're doing nothing.
Welcome to Functional Moms Podcast, lifestyle medicine for women over 40. Let's age on our own terms.
This episode is for you if you're struggling with your health goals, whether it's losing weight, improving gut health, exercising, reducing stress, drinking less alcohol, or cutting back on sugary foods. It all comes down to one thing, and that is mindset.
If you've listened to our podcast, we've had many guests on to help us find lifestyle and functional medicine solutions to age strong so we can look great, feel great, and be our best. But as functional medicine certified health coaches, we know how difficult behavior change can be for all of us.
That's why today we're going to discuss 3 ways to improve your mindset when trying to make any healthy lifestyle change. So, Kristen, what's our first tip?
Our first tip is a big one. It's even one of the founding principles of Functional Moms Podcast, and that is dropping the all or nothing mindset and replacing it with progress, not perfection. According to a January 2023 Psychology Today article, all or nothing thinking is a key component of perfectionism. And letting go of it is important for well-being. So, Raquel, what do you think about this?
Well, you know, what comes to mind is a little while back, we had did a 5-minute workout challenge.
Yes.
And I feel like this falls perfectly into this category because you would think people walk away like, oh, I don't have time to work out. I don't have an hour. I don't have 30 minutes. I don't have 20 minutes. And we're like, well, what about 5 minutes? You have 5 minutes. But with the all or nothing mindset, you're thinking, well, what's 5 minutes?
Yeah, like that's a waste of time.
Yeah, it's a waste of time. But we did do a 5-minute, 5-day workout challenge, and we were really curious. And what I found was that it really strengthened the muscle of consistency, you know, just being consistent for 5 minutes every day. We could do something for 5 minutes. And at the end of the week, that equal to 25 minutes. And you might say, well, 25 minutes, I can do 25-minute workout in one day. But think about it, you know, if you're just doing something once a week versus every day doing something, I think there's so much value in that. And 5-minute workout, guys, it is work.
I was sore. I'm going to admit I was sore after some of our workouts.
Yeah.
Because you don't realize, you know, you're doing a couple of sets. Say you do 10 squats, but you're going to do that for up to 4 times. That's 40 squats. Like,
right.
That's a lot.
Right. So that was the thing. Like we said we were going to do 3 exercises. We were going to do 10 reps of each exercise, and we were going to run the clock for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And we ended up doing 4 rounds most of the time. So that was 40 squats, 40 crunches, 40 push-ups versus zero.
Yeah. Right. You can feel a difference. Yeah.
Versus zero, guys. Zero is also a number and it has an accumulative effect. Which one do you want? And so that is one of the best perfect examples and experiments that we conducted.
Yeah. And it works. It totally works. I love doing it actually before I'm going to jump in the shower. I think you had originally suggested that. Sometimes I do it in my bathroom. Like, I'll just do it in my bathroom.
I know. And you videoed yourself. That was cool. I love that.
I know. I got a few haters on TikTok for that one. But they were stuck in the all or nothing. They were saying, hey, why are you doing that? That's such a waste. I'd rather go to the gym. You know?
Yes. And I was like, well, yeah. That's the whole point. What if you don't get to the gym, then you're doing nothing.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
And the thing is that I don't think people realize. They think, oh, what's 5 minutes? But did you actually do a 5 minute workout? And the answer for that person that commented on TikTok was no. Because I asked them, did you do it? And they said, no, I went to the gym and I did bicep curls. I was like, wow.
Think of all that time just to get in your car and go to the gym, like OMG. Yeah.
And then spend your time on a little tiny muscle group, your biceps.
Yeah. That's amazing. So, and then another thing in this whole mindset arena of the all or nothing, we have to talk about when people go on a plan or a diet and you start Monday and you're doing everything perfect and, you know, Friday rolls around, you're good. And then Saturday night you go out to dinner and you're having a good time and maybe you have some drinks and you overeat and you blow your goals or whatever they were. And so then by Sunday you're like, ah, forget it, you know, and the next Monday rolls around and you're not doing the plan anymore. You're like, it didn't work for me. It wasn't good. I think that's such a common scenario. And it's just, again, looking at it as the all or nothing, whereas it would be better if you just picked right back up on the Sunday and just continued on, because we're all going to have slip ups. That's normal. That's part of the process. And there's never an end game, right? Like in health, like you're always going to be working on, you know, improving your health because your body changes, life changes, everything.
You will never arrive.
Yeah. 100%.
You will never arrive. And like what you said before, like giving up, like if I think people that all or nothing mindset in that scenario that you just, that story that you just told, I think it's like that person falls off the wagon on the weekend. Let's say like they were doing great the whole week. And then that weekend they went out and they, you know, did whatever, fill in the blank. And then they're like, oh, and they're ready to throw in the towel. And the thing is like, that doesn't mean that everything that you did during the week doesn't count anymore.
Yeah, such a
You're just picking up where you left off.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. And you're going to keep going.
Yeah.
And you try your best. And, oh, I did that, you know. And I think we're so, you know, we're going to talk about this later, but just that whole self-critic thing going on.
Oh, absolutely. And we have to add that, like, just starting this podcast is a huge example of the all or nothing, where we dropped that. Because if we had tried to learn everything about podcasting before even starting the show, it wouldn't even exist today because, you know, we knew nothing. We were starting from square one. We didn't know a thing about podcasting at all. Didn't know anything about cameras, microphones, platforms, none of it. I mean, I didn't even know how to make an Instagram reel when we started this whole project. Remember you told me what it was?
Yes. Yeah. And look, you know, a year and I don't know, I think it's like a year and 3.5 months later, here we are, like doing amazing work, rolling with it, learning as we go along. Also, I think, you know, framing our shortcomings as learning opportunities and growth opportunities. No one's born knowing.
No. Yeah, it's so true.
And we all have to start somewhere. Had we had that all or nothing mindset, then we would probably still be in a class somewhere waiting to perfectly know everything.
Absolutely. And that's when I love when you always say, you know, being consistent imperfectly, just doing, you know, taking the step is the progress. It doesn't have to be perfect. We don't have to do it every certain times a week or all these different things. We just have to go back to, we took the step, we made progress, we're going. And so I love when you say that all the time about being consistent imperfectly. I think it's a helpful reminder.
Yeah, that's really great. Yeah. Or things that you try and they don't work out. Like, well, that didn't work out. That's still important information because now you know that didn't work out. So it's a better shot that the next thing that you're going to try might work out because you just got rid of the thing that didn't work out, right?
Absolutely.
So there was something that also I just want to say that doing what you can when you have an injury. I think sometimes people get hurt as, you know, women are afraid of getting hurt when they train, like for example. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you have like, well, my leg hurts, well, you can sit down, you can do other things, you can take a medicine. You know, there's so many things you can do maybe with your upper body, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, once you're in midlife, you're probably going to have some kind of weakness at this point. You know, there might be some kind of old injury or something that bothers you. So if you're always waiting to get that resolved before doing anything, it's just not going to work out. You got to just go for it.
Yeah, just move what you can. And you're still going in the right direction. You're not doing zero.
Exactly. Yep.
So our second tip is celebrating your wins. So whether they are big or even very small, according to a June 24th Psychology Today article, research shows that recognizing small successes activates the brain's reward system, which releases dopamine and reinforces positive behavior. Kristen, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, so this one was really hard for me. When we were at Functional Medicine Coaching Academy, a big part of the program was helping people celebrate their small wins. And so for me, it was especially hard being a coachee because I would always think that my win had to be big, like I meditated 7 days in a row or I strength trained 3 times. But even meditating for 1 minute is actually a win, or strength training once or even for 5 minutes is better than zero. So I think that, and then once you add up, obviously, all these small wins, you're really coming to a bigger win at the end of the day. So I think for me, it's been a process. I think I'm more inclined to think towards the negative. And I know a lot of people's brains do. It's just the natural, we're always, I guess, the brain's looking to problem solve and look for the negative and the problem. But I think that, you know, those small win celebrations is really important. And we just had a guest on, Krista Hollander, who coaches thousands of women through weight loss. And she was saying on Fridays, write down your small wins. And I have to say, this past Friday, I did that. And it made me feel so good. Like, I actually wrote it down on the paper. And I did not just my health goals, but I did, you know, for our professional goals, for the podcast, our wins of last week. And then I wrote down even some family wins that we had done. Like, we all went out to dinner as a family one night. I count that as a win. You know, we're all busy and in different directions. That's great. So it was professional, the health goals, just writing down those wins makes you feel so much better. And it was kind of cool to do on a Friday, like rolling into the weekend. I felt like, yes, like I'm doing it.
That's really, really great. You know, for me, I'm definitely guilty of not celebrating my wins. I go right into the next thing. Like, I acknowledge that I did that. I accomplished that. And like, next, got to start the next thing. And like, for example, when we were 1 full year, you know, we talked about like celebrating the podcast, like we did, it's like 1 full year. And that was so much work. I tell you, that first year, literally, I felt like it was more like 2 years. That's what it felt like.
You're right. That was kind of like the brain breaking work, like getting the concept together and all of that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like really, really hard. And I remember us talking about like being intentional about celebrating the work that we did. And the other thing about the small wins, I think it's again with that zero is a number and it has an accumulative effect. And those small wins are not zero. So I think about like when I have a client that comes in and she has a goal of like, for example, you know, she comes in day one, she wants to shred 40 pounds and we start doing her, getting her program together. We're working together. And at the end of our session, we're like high-fiving. Yes, let's go. And she's so excited. Hey, she didn't just lose 40 pounds in that one session. That was a small, when she showed up, she did it.
Showing up is the win. Yeah.
Everything that she went through, she discovered something about it. I mean, there's so many tiny, tiny small wins within that small win.
Yeah.
And I cannot tell you, like, it brings me so much, like, just so much joy to be a part of that. And like, it helps my own brain to process, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That same client, for example, now she goes, she showed up, you know, in all her sessions. And then there's a certain point I start noticing, hey, you know, so-and-so hasn't been showing up to her sessions. I give her a call. Hey, what's going on? Oh, I missed that session. And then something came up and I missed the other session. And, you know, and I'm like,
fall off. Right.
Yeah.
But that's okay too, because behavior change is not straight up. Right.
It's exactly. Not. Yeah. Thank you very much. I'm like, all right, that's cool. You could, you know, acknowledge that. And now it's like, that does not erase all the work that you just did. We're just going to pick up where you left off, show yourself grace, and let's start going back into those small wins. Like, just focus on that small win. Okay. Let's just focus on the next session, not the whole thing.
Absolutely. So moving on to the third tip. The third tip is to talk to yourself like you would a friend or family member who is trying to make change. We are our own worst critics. If you reframe your internal dialogue, it can make it easier to see your progress. According to an October 2023 Psych Central article, negative self-talk leads to self-criticism, self-doubt, pessimism, perfectionism, and excessive self-blame. Raquel, what do you think about that?
Well, you know what? I can pick up right where I left off with that woman. You know, she missed a couple of sessions. What's going on? She's doing her self-talk. You're a loser. You didn't follow through. You didn't do it again. Because obviously she has 40 pounds to lose. She got there by that cycle. Like, it's just this repetitive cycle. And it's all, how do you break that cycle? You have to start listening to your self-talk, you know? And so her starting to listen, like,
absolutely.
Think about it. What are you saying to yourself? What would you say to your friend?
Yeah, right.
What would you say?
And the thing you're not going to say, oh, you're such a loser. You missed the gym. You're never going to say
right. So it's like, first acknowledge what you're actually saying, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, just listen to, like, let's be real. Own it. And then say, okay, now, how would I speak back to that? Mm-hmm. Right? And then change that dialogue. And then notice that that's going to have you start taking, like, different steps.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that what helps me a lot with that is journaling. Mm. Journaling has helped me a lot with that. There are times when it's not like I'm journaling every single day.
Right.
So I just want to be clear about that. I don't journal every single day. Sometimes a journal could last me a year. A journal could last me 3 years. I have different seasons in my life. But one of the things that I love about journaling is that it helps me to strengthen how I speak to myself. Because when you're journaling, you know, you're writing to yourself. To me, it's I'm writing to myself. I'm writing to God. It's like interactive dialogue. And so I think that journaling, I use it as a brain dump. And then I also use it to say, okay, how can I fix this? I start writing about it.
Yeah, there's just something so powerful about getting it down on the paper. When it's all floating in your head, it's just so much harder to make sense of it. The paper gives you that space where you can see. And I've noticed myself, like, lately, my internal dialogue has been getting negative as I'm in that perimenopause phase. Like, I just turned 48. I'm like being more critical, like, oh, you know, it's easier. I'm putting on pounds easier. Maybe the more wrinkles, gray hair, whatever, all those things that come with aging. I noticed I was getting in kind of a negative, like, mindset.
Right.
And so I've been journaling about that. And I have to say that it's making me come more to peace with it all. And then also, you had some good points saying that it's okay to grieve your younger self, that you shouldn't have to stuff those feelings down. That's okay. But at the same time, it's good to work through those feelings too. And
You don't have to live there.
You don't have to live there. Exactly. And you also don't have to completely let yourself go too. I mean, that would be like an all or nothing, right? Like, so we want to be in the middle.
Yeah. Well, you know what I think? I think it's like, do I look in the mirror and be like, uh-oh, what's happening over here?
Yeah. Like, it's going to happen. Right.
You know, like, oh, my hair's changing. And listen, whoever wants to get work done, good for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's great.
Right. However you want to work with your aging process. To me, it's just about aging strong and feeling and being our best. And in that, I think that acknowledging, you know, that, oh, wow, I'm really, you know, I am changing. Mm-hmm. I'm also changing internally. I'm wiser. You know, there's other ways of viewing the aging process as opposed to just, you know, I'm getting old, you know. To me, that's just such, you know, it's like BS. I'm getting older. That's true. And with that, I also get to meet my grandchildren. I get to experience all these other things that get to happen in my life as I'm in the aging process, because obviously the alternative is not what I would want for myself right now.
No. Yeah. 100%. So true.
Right. But I love what you said, you know, remembering that it's okay to mourn and be like, oh, I remember when I looked like this.
Yeah, I mean, acknowledge that.
Right.
You know, there's definitely a frustration and a little bit of a sadness. But.
Right. And, you know, it's just like aging strong, being our personal best.
That's what it's all about.
You know, like, showing ourselves grace and being in our season, like, whatever that is, and just being the best version of yourself in all the stages of your life.
100%.
I just love that. I love that. I have clients that are, I have a woman, she's 78. She is killing it. She goes away. She goes on vacation.
She's my idol. That's how I want to be. Yeah.
She works out for 10 plus years. She's been working out at least twice a week, if not three times a week.
Yeah. That's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's about. Like, I want to be able to do the things I want to do. I don't want to be hindered by mobility issues. So that's why I think it's so important to keep up with it.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, let me wrapping up our episode today. Our three tips for improving mindset. when trying to make healthy lifestyle change are:
number one, drop the all or nothing thinking and focus on progress over perfection. Measure yourself from where you were versus looking ahead to where you want to be.
Number two, celebrate your wins. We often discount small progress, but it's super important for our brains to see the positive.
And number three, talk to yourself like you would a friend or family member. We are our own worst critics. Reframing how we speak to ourselves will boost confidence and motivation. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Bye.
The information provided in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purpose of diagnosing, curing, treating, or preventing any disease. We are functional medicine certified health coaches and not licensed medical professionals. The opinions and advice of guests are their own and also not considered to be medical advice. Always consult with a healthcare professional when making any healthy lifestyle changes. We would love to hear from you. Please leave a comment or review. Email us at info@functionalmoms.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button.